1887 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
For your next flight to Tampa, St. Pete, or Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, family-friendly, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airlines at Mid-America Airport. Allegiant Airlines has direct flights to these sunny destinations from convenient Mid-America Airport, where you'll find low fares, short lines, and free parking. So next time, fly Allegiant Airlines from Mid-America Airport. Book your flight today at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored in part by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You could win $1,000 in free gasoline from Exxon and Mobil just by telling them what fuels you and getting your friends to vote for your entry. Rules and details at Exxon.com and Mobil.com.
He's back.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. But wait a minute, that's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. Brought to you by thecoffeecartel.com on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
I know what this music means. Yeah, turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Listen in your car.
Let's do the car.
Or your underwear.
Take opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
magic. Flying, everything I think that children and wonderment and magic, what it's all about.
You said it, Michael.
I miss him.
Well, late Michael Jackson.
In his playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 5th. 10 days away from the Ides of March, the March 5th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. Those are two people. Mark is the Mark Reardon. Jason is Jason Becker. They were Stiefel Nicholas, and they are financial advisors. You don't want any financial advice? You don't have to take it. You don't have to seek it out. In fact, a lot of these people come to you, whether you want them to or not. Mark and Jason don't work that way. You have $25,000 or more to invest or that is already invested, you might want to give them a call. We'll talk. But first,
hey!
The control board is operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I also would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, then now is the perfect time to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy. And I'm not going to tell anybody. He owns an illegal, fully automatic machine gun.
Really?
He's not supposed to own it. It's highly illegal. It's a federal offense, you know. but he says he uses it because it's a real easy way to make Swiss what?
Cheese.
Swiss cheese. He puts big sheets of cheese up and shoots at it, puts holes in it, makes his own homemade Swiss cheese. Yeah, there you go. You better put that away. You'll go to jail for having that thing. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Speaking of guns and pistols plus, which we weren't, but I will mention again, my son Adam, that you heard earlier on the show, calls me 2 days ago and goes, Dad, you got to check this out. He's always sending me car and gun stuff, and he sends me some information on this handgun, and I said, yeah, I knew about that gun over a year ago, and a lot of people don't know about it. Well, there's a show called Covert Affairs, and there's a blonde on there, and I can't think of her name in the show. But she carries a very unusual handgun. And for those of you who are gun people, go look up the Rhino by Chiappa. He's ordered one, and I told him, I said, okay, make it two. And my other son chimes in a text, okay, make it three. So more business for Pistols Plus, the Rhino, Chiappa Rhino. Yeah, it's a little something for the gun folks out there. We're going to talk about Mark Reed and Jason Becker. My wife and I used to know a guy. He was an older guy. We were in our 20s. He was in his 70s. So to us, he was really old. And we used to go over to his house in Belleville. And he was an interesting old man because he always had a police scanner going. And he was, and there's a name for this, a lapidary. It's something like that. It's somebody that works with... Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Works with rocks and stones and polishes them like tiger's eye and things like that. And he had a little grinding wheel and a room where he made all his jewelry and his stones. And then he had a couple of very interesting guns. And the reason I mention him is here's a guy who, I don't know what age he retired, but he was certainly retired and had been retired and lived a really good life. Had the money to do the things he liked to do, his little hobbies. I don't think they were real expensive, but he had enough money that he could go and get these stones. And, you know, he had his, like, three or four scanners going, and he had a few guns. And I'm sure he planned for that. Now, I don't know what his deal was where he worked. Maybe he worked at a big company, and they had a great retirement package. Or he might have had somebody to give him advice, financial advisor. I'll bet he did. And sometimes the difference between one person's life and another person's life is that one person got good financial advice and the other decided to just do it on his own or her own. Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, are in the business of giving financial advice. And you have to remember, that's all it is. It's advice. It's a suggestion. You don't have to do it. You don't even have to call them. You don't have to call anybody. You can do it on your own, but very few people do it well. You have to set up the appointment. I'm not going to call you at dinner time or send you an invitation to go to a restaurant somewhere and hear them speak. And it doesn't work that way. If you have $25,000 or more, then, and if you have $26,000 or the $25,000, don't think, well, I'm at the bottom rung here. They'd rather work with the million-dollar people. You're wrong. You're wrong. Because it's a great feeling when you get somebody at ground level. And I don't like this word journey. I hate it. I can't believe I'm going to use it. But you take that financial journey with them. Right now, it's the only word I can think of. And watch it work. And watch it give somebody a better quality of life. And this isn't just about retirement. This is about things that pop up in life that you didn't see coming. Expenses. Some people are ready. Some people aren't. It's not about how much you make either. I had a boss one time, and it was his way of not giving me a raise. He says, it's not about what you make, it's about what you keep. He's right, but it was still his way to avoid giving me a raise. So what he was trying to say was, whatever it is you make, if you have a plan and you pay yourself first, you do okay. Like the stories we hear about a janitor that dies and leaves the high school $2 million. Wow, nobody knew he had that kind of money. He had a plan. Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nichols, markandjason.com. We're running
called a promo in the business. Kelly Jackson does. She's a nice lady. And you've probably heard it. We're going to play it for you. It sounds like she's in a bathroom stall or something. So I turned our chief engineer loose on it, Mike Breitenstein, and he walked in here this morning with something I didn't even know what it was. Maybe you guys have heard of it. It was an SSE 2015.
What's that?
It's a surrounding sound extractor.
Oh.
It's a 2015 model. It extracts surrounding sound that wasn't really picked up on a microphone so the average person could hear it. Because I maintain she's in the bathroom. I haven't heard this yet. Yeah. We haven't put that thing on it yet and turned it on. But I maintain she's in the bathroom stall when she did it. Play the Kelly Jackson.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Friday morning on McGraw Live. Why aren't there any women
sounds
on
like
our
she's
paper
in a,
currency?
Yeah,
a little echoey.
We'll chat
yeah.
with a group
yeah.
that wants to replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill.
Now, hold on. Don't turn,
woman.
Don't turn on.
The Cardinal spring training schedule
SSE
is underway.
Yet. Stop,
we go
stop
live
the
to
thing. So, I want you to hear that because I just said, what was she in the stall? And they went, oh, Frank, you always, that's ridiculous. You always have to say stuff like that. Well, mm-hmm. listen to it again, and we flip on the SSE 2015 and see if you think if you can figure out where she is. Go ahead.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Friday morning on McGraw Live. Why aren't there any women on our paper currency? We'll chat with a group that wants to replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill with a woman. The Cardinal spring training schedule is underway. We go live to Jupiter, Florida for a recap. David Blaustein previews this weekend's movies. And Marshall the Miracle Dog joins us in studio. It's McGraw Live starting at 6 a.m.
Wow.
on the Big
yeah.
550
Thank you, Mike.
KTRS.
Oh, you know, I paid for that out of his own pocket.
Well, she wasn't in the girls, John. It sounded like maybe they have a unisex bathroom.
No, we don't know the sounds that women make.
Because
well, she couldn't because she was talking.
It was
so
pretty
it
deep.
Wasn't her.
It was probably
it was an adjacent
McGraw.
Stall.
Could it have been McGraw?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Well, I mean, that's his that's her co-host in the morning.
Yeah.
You know,
you
it's the Kelly Jackson
what?
Show
Hold
with
on.
Co-host
you,
McGraw
you know
Mount Haven.
They do have their own facility.
Yeah.
It's not in this building. Maybe part of the deal is they use the same bathroom
mm-hmm.
together. Because that sounded in the background like McGraw.
It
I've
did.
Heard those noises
well, yeah.
before when he was in our building.
Yeah. yeah.
All
or
right.
Could have
case,
been Andrew or Frank Ladd, either
case
one.
Case solved.
No, I think it was McGraw.
McGraw. Yeah.
Once again, we figured it out. Conan O'Brien went to Cuba, and he was there 4 days, and he taped his show. Now, I don't watch his show, but I watched this one last night. I recorded it. And I have to tell you something. I was laughing out loud. Conan O'Brien is, his target audience is younger than I am, but I have a juvenile sense of humor, and Pian and I both agree. Conan's at his best when he's not sitting, you know, in the studio with a desk and guests coming in. He's best when he's out on the street with people. And he's such a goofy, lanky, pale, he's just an odd creature. And sometimes that makes it even funnier. So I know they reran it after it ran back-to-back last night, but I'm sure you can pull it up.
I think they have the entire episode on his website. If you search for, I think it's teamcoco.com. I think that's his
and
website.
And just Google Conan O'Brien's website. I watch it because I'm telling you something. It was hysterical. He went to a cigar factory in Cuba and tried to roll cigars. It was hilarious. And he went to a rum place where they bottle rum, and that was hysterical. And then just him on the street trying to play with the Cuban musicians, it really made you want to go to Cuba. And I looked at the streets of Cuba, and it'd be a great place to go. It's 90 minutes from the United States, for goodness sake, 90 miles, I mean, from the United States. And all Cuba needs is a few coats of paint. All the buildings look like they haven't been painted in 50 years. But the people were wonderful. He even said he can't wait to go back. But it's funny. If you get a chance, watch it. Conan O'Brien in Cuba. Tom Brokaw has another book out. This book is actually about him and his battle with cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer. I don't know if you remember that or not, but it's called A Lucky Life. A Lucky Life Interrupted. comes out in May, tells the story of what happened after the doctors broke the news to him that he had multiple myeloma. And he kept a journal. I spoke with Tom this morning. Oh, wait, hang on. We have him now? Wait, hold on.
Really?
Charlotte, do we have him on now? I don't have to use the thing from this
morning. It's Charlotte?
Yeah, Charlotte, my assistant. Okay, apparently he's on live by satellite right now. Tom Brokaw, are you there?
This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
Tom, I know you're supposed to be retired, but you keep popping up all the time. It's like you can't give it up. You can't get away from journalism or being on TV or another book. You have another book out.
I do not want to give this up anytime soon. I just want to, keep going and keep on.
Yeah, and I know you hated Brian Williams' guts, and you got to be thrilled to death about what happened to him being kicked out.
I knew that SOB was a liar from the day I met him, so, I'm glad he's gone.
Oh, wow. Strong language from Tom Brokaw. Well, Tom, congratulations on the book. Look forward to reading maybe some of it or reading about it. I probably won't read the whole book, and thanks for always being available to us. We appreciate it.
Oh, you bet any time. It's the one thing I want to mention that I am in the PM.
Oh, wow, that's good to hear. Tom Brokaw. Yeah. All right, thank you, Tom. Tom Brokaw.
You bet. That's Tom Brokaw. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, see, he keeps saying I'll see you tomorrow night because that's how he ended the newscast.
He still thinks he's on the air.
He just cannot shake, that newsman.
Isn't that something, Dan?
Yeah, that's weird that he does that.
Bob Dylan and his band will be at the Fox Theater with a show May 11th, 8 o'clock. Tickets are already on sale. They go from $50 to $130.
Bob Dylan's coming to Fox Theater.
I didn't know Tom's mic was still on. Tom, are you a Bob Dylan fan?
I love Bob Dylan.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Brokaw. Now, hang on.
What?
Oh, come on, Charlotte.
Charlotte again?
She's unbelievable. She has standing by satellite Bob Dylan. Really? I've never seen anything like her. What an assistant.
That's a producer right
that
there.
That is a real producer and assistant. Bob Dylan, are you there?
Yes, I am, Frankie.
Bob, where's your harmonica?
Right here. I always have my harmonica with me.
That threw me. I didn't hear it there. You're coming to the Fox Theater, and I've never gotten you, quite frankly. I don't really get it. No offense, but
it's
I'm sure
okay. I don't get myself.
You don't get yourself. Okay. Well, see you in May at the Fox Theater. Bob Dylan, everybody.
I just write stuff and I'm coming to St. Louis.
Yeah, he didn't even know.
He didn't know.
Didn't realize he was coming to St. Louis. I'd like to share with you, ladies, results of extensive research from a guy named Dennis Prager. He is with Prager University in America. I don't know what that is. He has his own university. He's the president of Prager University. And he's done some research on why men who are happily married even or in a relationship still look at other women. And that bothers a lot of women. You know, if you're with a woman and she sees you staring at the cleavage of some other woman, and he says that men, even in happy relationships, will find some women more attractive than their own wives or girlfriends. He says, and these are his words, ladies, it's not the end of the world, he says. He wants you, and he loves you, but the reason that men look at other women is because they are men. It's just natural.
He did a lot of research on that?
Yes.
Wow.
He says men are programmed by nature to need variety. In fact, endless variety. Now, these aren't my words.
No.
These are President Dennis Prager, Prager University. Now, I got a couple of stories here. These are kind of hard to even understand because Washington State, they found a guy dead at a campground with an arrow through his head. It wasn't Steve Martin. It was an actual dead guy with an arrow through his head from a crossbow. And this is the part that really gets me. 54 years old, left his apartment January 22nd to go camping. They found his body about a month ago. The landlord reported him missing. And they said authorities are still investigating whether or not his death. Now, he had an arrow through his head. Investigating whether it was an accident, homicide, or suicide.
Suicide? How the heck do you shoot yourself in the head?
I've never heard of anybody shooting an arrow through his own head. Well, you could. I mean, it's possible.
Well, if you have really long arms.
That's what I'm thinking. You got to have really long arms.
Yeah.
Because you have to, I don't know.
A crossbow is like a rifle, and yeah. You'd have to. Yeah.
I've never, boy, what a horrible. Now, then we get to this story. I don't understand. This is out of Pennsylvania, a place called Franconia, Pennsylvania. It's a suburb of Philadelphia. 32-year-old Peter Atem, A-T-E-M, charged with first-degree murder. He allegedly killed a 25-year-old guy named Danny Vasquez. Danny Vasquez, this is sad. It says, Danny Vasquez's last words were, tell my wife I love her. How about that? And then he died because this guy stabbed him to death. But then, once they know who the assailant was, because Mr. Vasquez was alive long enough to tell him who stabbed him, and that it was Peter Atem, A-T-E-M, they go looking for Atem. Witnesses saw Atem stab Vasquez. They found him hiding in a shed with self-inflicted stab wounds and a note that he had written that said, see you in hell, life for life. I'm confused
life
here.
Life.
He stabs another guy, runs and hides in the shed, and starts stabbing himself. So, life for life. Like, well, I took a life. I guess I have to take the life of the person that took another life, which would be me.
Huh.
I don't get this at all. And how can anybody stab himself to death? That's a tough one.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, after once or twice, to keep going.
You'd go, oh, man, I don't like this.
I guess you just dull yourself with something.
Alcohol.
Maybe going out on a limb here or something, but that guy sounds like he needs counseling.
Oh, not anymore. Not anymore.
Is he dead?
He might have. No, he's not dead.
Oh.
They found him, and he'd stabbed himself multiple times, but he hadn't died yet.
Yeah.
So they found him, and they saved him. Mm. I have a couple things. We can save them. They can wait. Ladies, get in here.
Ooh, that's nice.
Being a heavy person.
What?
This losing weight thing is, it's really difficult because.
I can't relate.
I love peanut M&Ms and cold milk. I do. And Oreos and cold milk. And food and pasta. I mean, just all kinds of. I just like to eat. I like it. I'm a nervous eater. I get nervous. I eat. I'm nervous all the time, so I eat all the time. So this is a weight loss joke for everybody who just can't seem to figure out a way to stay with whatever you're doing and make it stick. You get a week or two into it, and then somebody plops something down in front of and you go, that looks good. I'll have a bunch of that. This is a story of two guys talking. One is a heavy guy, and the other one used to be heavy. And the heavy guy says to the other guy, he goes, Jim, how did you do it? You lost 60 pounds. How in the world did you do it? And Jim says, well, Bob, he says, I tried all the usual things, all the things you see on TV and counting calories and the colored system. You assign a color to different things and none of that worked. He said, I'll tell you what worked for me. And he said, somebody told me to try this, so I tried it. And you're looking at the results. And Bob says, Jim, what was it? He said, well, it's actually pretty simple. He said, when I was about to sit down at the table to eat, I took all my clothes off, completely nude, and I just went over and stood in front of a mirror and looked at my disgusting, fat, flabby, ugly body that no woman would ever want to be near. I just looked at that disgusting pile of blubber, and then I went over and sat down at the table, and I couldn't eat a bite. I had no appetite after looking at my disgusting self in the mirror nude. He said, Bob, you ought to try it. I'm telling you, it works. Bob says, I will. So, the next time they meet, which is 3 months later, Bob's still heavy. Jim says, hey, Bob, how you doing? Bob said, oh, I'm still fat. I see you're still not. Jim says, well, I told you what to do. Did you try it? Bob said, yeah, I tried it. He said, soon after I talked to you, he said, that night, I went to sit down to dinner and remembered what you said. And I got back up and I took all my clothes off. And then I went over and I stood in front of a mirror. I looked at my fat, disgusting, flabby body. And Jim says, well, what happened? He says, well, they threw me out of the restaurant.
Meet me. Let's check traffic right now and head airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess out there. Now, southbound 170, that's looking a lot better. You're just a bit off the pace down around Del Mar, down through Highway 40. Westbound 70, though, you're jamming up from about Kings Highway through Lucas and Hunt. Also from Hanley all the way out through Cypress is stop and go. And then just after 170, you've got an accident there. On southbound 55 at Gasconade, you've got a crash that's involving a tractor trailer. The right lane is blocked and traffic is backed up all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge, and that's causing westbound 44 to stack up from approaching the Museal Veterans Bridge all the way up to the Poplar. Eastbound 40, you're stacked up now from Jefferson to the Poplar. On northbound 170, you're running really slow now from just north of St. Charles Rock Road through Airport Road. Eastbound 270, you're heavy at McDonald through New Florissant. Looks like on southbound 270, you're running pretty well, just a little off the pace between Highway 40 down through the Clayton Road overpass. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on everything you need for your business and to keep your office clean, from wipes, paper towels, and sponges to all kinds of disinfectants and cleaners. Make on budget happen. Make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keeping you connected.
Helping you stay up to date.
Keeps me abreast of what's going on. I feel much more informed with what's happening today.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Attention business owners and individuals with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe the IRS a small amount of money, you do not have to hire an attorney for help. You can call the IRS yourself and resolve your problem. But if you have a complex tax matter where you owe a large amount of taxes for personal or business, or have several years of unfiled tax returns and have received notices or even visits from the IRS, you need to hire the absolute best. Call Strategic Tax Lawyers at 888-402-7300. Strategic Tax Lawyers is an experienced nationwide tax law firm led by a former IRS tax attorney. Experience is key when dealing with the IRS. Don't get ripped off by tax relief companies that promise the world and deliver nothing. Read their five-star reviews at mytaxattorney.com. That's mytaxattorney.com. Or call 888-402-7300 and mention the new IRS Fresh Start program. That's 888-402-7300. This message has been brought to you by attorney Jeffrey Jacobs.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
And just announced, our FHA mortgage insurance premiums have dropped 0.5%. If you have an FHA loan, call now.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
FHA 15-year fixed 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Rhino Shield.
Hi, this is Darren from Rhino Shield. And with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint again. And who wants to paint their own home, business, or church anyways? Rhino Shield is a permanent ceramic coating that blocks out 100% of the moisture and 90% of the UV rays. Get the 25-year guaranteed protection right now for 20% off. This offer is limited, so hurry. And we have special financing. Painting your home is personal, and we take it very serious. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. That's serious. If you see cracks, splits, nail pops, or even rotten wood, be smart and take advantage of our winter special savings. Mention radio at 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or at 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius. It's more affordable than you think.
No paint, don't rhino. Go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Here's St. Louis Home Retention Group President Steve Scallon talking about the company's impeccable reputation.
Hey, listen, we here at St. Louis Home Retention Group are very, very proud to be able to come on the air and tell all St. Louis area homeowners that we now have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. What that means is that we go through our services and provide a passion, a level of commitment, and a quality of service. The area homeowners here in St. Louis who have a difficult time making their mortgage payments can now go to a company here locally where they can come sit across the table from me and know that they are going to get a very, very high level of passion, commitment, and quality of service. We look forward to hearing from you. Please give us a call if you have any questions pertaining to your ability to save your home.
Call Steve or Doug Skyron at St. Louis Home Retention Group right now, 636-527-5121, or online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite cap with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living Inc. located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Amaranth's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
When you gonna let me get sober?
All right.
Leave me alone. Let me
I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood. Mike Evans will fill us in. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. You will need a reservation for dinner at Annie Gunn's. Lunch, probably get in there. They have a... When the weather's nice, like this weekend, all of a sudden, boom, it'll be spring-like. You can sit outside in front of the Smokehouse Market. You go in the Smokehouse and go, hey, make me the world's greatest BLT. And they will. Make me a turkey sandwich. I'll take a little of this, a little of that, sit outside and eat it or take it home. It's a terrific place. There's no other place like it. Same can be said for Annie Gunn's. Gift cards are always a good idea. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Give it.
up, give it up, give it up, give it up.
Give it on up.
Pop quiz question, name the Jennifer who is an accomplished saxophone player. Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah.
I played tennis with a friend of mine today, and I was talking about I have a private pilot license. He does as well. So I was telling him my Cheryl will not fly with me, so I have not got current. Certainly, a lot of Hollywood is the buzz today with the word that Harrison Ford, a pilot with over 5,000 hours, crashed his private plane in Venice Beach in California this afternoon and is in extreme critical condition at the Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
I didn't know.
Wow.
Very sad.
Wow.
He was by himself, apparently. Calissa was going to fly with him, and at the last minute decided not to.
I didn't even hear this.
Movie review, opening today, second. Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. It's just as charming as and funny as the first film. We pick up a couple of years where it left off. The hotel's doing great. They want to expand. All the stars are back. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Maggie Smith has some health issues. Great spirits, lots of characters, and laughs. Rated PG. 2 hours, 2 minutes. Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. 3 stars.
I saw the first one, and I enjoyed it, but I don't think anybody under 30 would enjoy it.
Yeah.
You agree?
It's a cute movie, though.
Yeah, but it's about life.
Yeah.
And as you get a little older, you need to have experienced more of it, I think, to appreciate the movie. But the first one I enjoyed.
Yeah. TV News, Rod Stewart and Penny Lancaster are getting their own reality show. I'm sure they'll show Rod playing in the Sunday morning early neighborhood soccer league with Sting and some of his other English buddies. Also, he's a great cook. I'm sure they'll show that. And his humongous train collection that he has in the basement, something like 4,000 square foot of tracks.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest. They are also social butterflies with their celebrity friends. But I also hear that Penny Lancaster cracks the whip on him. Of course, my favorite Rod Stewart story is still, back when I was at K-Rock, got a couple of calls from some police friends of mine. Hey, Rod Stewart just paid $190,000 cash for a Ferrari, left the lot, drove the car 10 minutes, left it running, went into the store for a pack of smokes, came out, car gone, never saw the car again. And he paid cash for the car, and he had no insurance. He was on his way to get insurance on the car.
Well, how would he ever recover from a financial loss like that?
Well, I still think it's pretty bizarre. Pretty funny story. Odd Casting, John Travolta's playing lawyer Robert Kardashian in the TV show America's Crime Story. Of course, the story is about O.J. Simpson.
That's a good choice. I can see him becoming Kardashian.
Really?
Yeah.
Travolta also still trying to get financing for that movie where he wants to play John Gotti.
He could do it. I'm a Travolta fan. I wish he'd stop wearing such bad hair pieces.
I agree, because otherwise you just keep thinking of Mr. Gal.
For those who didn't recognize it, that was supposed to be John Travolta.
Mm. That was John Travolta.
No,
that was the tape that I just played.
Sorry.
He's just so strange, though.
No, he's very strange.
Talking over how
it's Scientology. I mean, he's a quack. Date in history, March 5th. I believe this could be the darkest day in history.
Why is that?
March 5th, 1933, Adolf Hitler becomes the director of Germany and announces the birth of the Nazi Party and lays out the plans of that party.
Yeah, you may be right.
That may be today may be the darkest day in history, 1933. Sad day in Hollywood on this date, 1982. Do you remember where you were when you heard John Belushi, OD, died at the Chateau Marmont here in L.A.?
No.
I don't remember.
I would never note that.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time at the Chateau when I was younger, so I certainly remember that date. And on a happier note, and it's so cool because this is Franco's favorite song, favorite band, recorded it on this date, 1978.
Well, this has to be something about Metallica.
Village People in the Navy.
We just played it.
I know you love that song, homie.
We just played it yesterday.
In the Navy.
Yeah, I like it.
I know you did. And finally.
No.
They clap. It breaks my heart. It makes me want to cry, Franco.
It's nervous clapping.
Oh. Name the name of the Jennifer who's an accomplished saxophone player. Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Man, I'll say Hudson.
I will say Hudson.
I'm imagining Jennifer Love Hewitt playing the sax topless.
Yeah.
I'll go Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Garner. I might give it up all of a think.
Not one of them do you see as a sax player.
No.
Okay, Jennifer Garner. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. We may actually get our whole closing segment in today. A Meanies. Peon, have you ever been in a Meanies?
I have not yet.
Idiot. Dan, have you ever been in a Meanies?
I have.
Okay, non-idiot. Peon, you have to go in there.
It's pretty incredible.
Around Chesterfield Valley, you go in a Meanies, big copper dome, the building, you can't miss it. You walk in there and you say, I am Eon the Peon, and I run the control board, and without my proficiency, nobody would even hear the commercials you people do that Frank when Frank speaks for you. And I want to be treated appropriately and as the important cog in the wheel that I am. And you watch what happens, and they'll say, who?
Yes, probably. Exactly.
You go in there and you meet Eric, you meet Bridget, nice people. This store is overwhelming at first. You have to give it time. You have to go and walk through and realize that there's a little something for everybody in there. And the prices for things that are very nice start at a couple of $100 and go into the several tens of thousands of dollars. But everything's there. Except junk. They don't sell junk. They don't sell any poorly made, low-quality products. They just don't. And yes, you can find patio furniture, an entire ensemble or set of patio furniture for a lot less money, but it will not be the same quality furniture, and it's not going to last you as long. And when you have to buy things three and four times over a 10-year period, that actually costs you more than if you just bought it right the first time. So check it out, Amini's. You will love this place. They've got some patio furniture on sale because they have so much of it. It's the single biggest selling category for Amini's is patio furniture, but boy, do they have a lot of other really neat stuff. And it's a collection that's not like anybody else's collection of merchandise or nobody else is like Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S in the valley, the Chesterfield Valley, that is, Amini's.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get our final check on traffic and head airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, some good news. They've cleared the crash on southbound 55 at Gasconade. The bad news is you're still, it's taking a little while to stretch out. Still slowing from the Poplar Street Bridge. Another good news is that the sun is just about down, so the sunshine slowdowns on westbound 40 should be diminishing. They've cleared the accident on westbound 70 past Highway 170. You're running slow, though. From Hanley out through Cypress, eastbound 270 is slowing Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270, you are off the pace between Page and Ladue, and then again from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 40 downtown, just a little heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you're still slow though. Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and westbound 44 has all thinned out. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need for your business and to keep your office clean. From wipes, paper towels, and sponges to all kinds of disinfectants and cleaners, make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Friday morning on McGraw Live. Why aren't there any women on our paper currency? We'll chat with a group that wants to replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill with a woman. The Cardinals spring training schedule is underway. We go live to Jupiter, Florida for a recap. David Blaustein previews this weekend's movies, and Marshall the Miracle Dog joins us in studio. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Do
you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
In the time you spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
Thanks to everybody who participated in our talent show today. And tomorrow, I have a great show for you. Hang on.
What? Again? Are you kidding me?
Oh, I just got told I'm on assignment tomorrow. I can't believe it.
What?
All right, I'll work on this. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
We've always felt from the very beginning that Officer Darren Wilson did not have to shoot and kill Mike Brown Jr. in broad daylight in the manner that he did.
New developments today in the Michael Brown shooting. The next step his family plans to take with the criminal investigations now closed.
A woman killed in a North St. Louis crash. A witness's description of what happened.
If it wasn't for this church and this hospital, this man from this country would probably be dead. A story of incredible generosity St. Louis can be proud of.
First on Fox, Michael Brown's family will sue the city of Ferguson and former police officer Darren Wilson.